Deadly Night.
Yes.
Wow, 1984.
Gotta love the 80s.
First of all, watching stuff that was filmed in the 80s, I think 1080 DPI was just coming out in the 80s. We're now up to 4K. Ooh, you see a lot of pores. I'm like, oh, girl. Be dumb and have that much acne. I apologize, young lady. Like, and I'm sure in that type of technology, she looked.
Oh, you can't see it. Like, yeah, that's the thing. They look great.
They look great.
They were made for high definition.
Yeah. I really enjoy watching The Wizard of Oz in high definition because the lion's makeup, like, you can really see the lines. It's fantastic. Yeah.
I have to try not to actively look for that stuff. I'm like, don't look for it. Don't look for it.
Yeah. And you can always see, too, the Tin Man when they haven't gotten to touching him up quick enough, like the little crack. I'm like,
God. That is unfortunate. Had you seen this? I was just going to ask you.
I feel like if I did, I was super young. Maybe I've only seen clips. This was not coming back to me in a heavy memory, so I'm not sure. If you had asked me yesterday if I had seen this, I would have said, oh, yes, definitely the Killer Santa movie. And now I'm like,
don't yeah. Know. Yeah, I thought it was a different movie, and then I was like, oh, no, I have not seen this, actually. I it's one of those that I saw at the video store for sure.
Yeah.
But then watching it, I was like, nope, never seen it.
So
really, to start off, first of all, can we talk about the mom just having the baby up front?
Yeah. I mean, what's she gonna do? 1984.
In a car accident, that baby's toast. It's...
There were no seatbelts in that car. Everybody's toast. It's fine. What does it matter?
We're all just gonna die together.
Wait, did you see the car seats back in the day? They were a little metal box with two holes, kind of like the ledge on a cart, but in metal. You sat your kid in there,
yeah.
You sat them, and then you just strapped it to the bed. That thing was flying, no questions asked. Okay, no safety features. It was basically so your kid couldn't unbuckle themselves and run across the car. That's it.
To keep them out of your way.
At the carrier, just to.
Yeah.
Mollify the situation. So then they go see the world's strangest grandfather. Wait, I gotta tilt a little. Nobody's seeing me. Okay. Whew. Okay.
Well, when they, when the boy's like, oh, can I see it past bedtime to see Santa? And the mom is like, I wouldn't. It's naughty to stay up past your bedtime. And I'm like, bitch, that's why he's asking you permission. He was trying not to be naughty. Like,
right. Yes.
It's not naughty if he asks permission. That's what he was trying to do.
Correct.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then they get to the home with the grandfather and leave the boy alone with the grandfather.
He's not going to hurt you. He's just going to psychologically traumatize you.
Just damage your mental health a little bit.
Also, and grandfather could talk. Why wasn't grandfather just talking?
Because he's rude. I love when the mom is like, this little boy was, he was a smart cookie. The mom was like, he can't hear us. He doesn't know. He doesn't even know that we're here. And he was like, then why are we here? I said it at the same time as the boy in the movie. I was like, then what are we doing here? Why did we drive all this way if he doesn't even know that we're here?
I figured it was because they had to go over the paperwork with the doctor.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure there's
something. Yeah. That was the reason.
But just as a kid, you tell a kid that.
That needed to do that.
You tell that to a kid and they're like, then for him to be like, then why are we here?
Right.
I kind of wish, even though it was a small part, it would have been interesting to see Burt Reynolds play that part. The crazy old grandpa.
That would have been interesting. So grandpa sends, first of all, amazing crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Her nailed crazy eyes. And the second anybody but the child is in the room, he smiles. Ugh. The type of smile that if a man smiles that at you, your spidey sense goes up, you're praying you have a gun, and you're running the other way.
You gotta bounce.
You gotta bounce. No questions asked. And the grandson tries. He tries to call for mom, and he's like, your mom's not gonna help you. That would be the second I'm running. Good sir. Yeah. Good sir.
Grandpa.
Somebody else in this establishment. Thank you, good sir. And they, so now, have you been good all year? Because if you've been naughty even once, Santa's going to come and punish you, and he's going to punish you bad.
That's a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
That is rough. All year?
All year. I saw a sign today. Sorry, Santa. Naughty is just too much fun.
Yeah. I don't even get a 3 strikes deal. Like,
nothing?
I got to be on my jump the whole year. That's a big ask. That's a big ask.
Big ask. Even the Lenten season only asks me for 40. The Easter Bunny only asks me for 40 days, Santa. 40 days.
We're going to have to renegotiate our terms here.
Yes, seriously. I do love the Eartha Kitt Santa Baby song because she's like, Santa, look at all these men. I mean, she says kiss, but we know what she meant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure, I could be just as good. Santa, pay me off and I won't be a whore. That's the theme of that whole song, and I'm here for it, honestly.
I mean, it's a win-win for her.
Yeah. Either Santa pays her off and she can't be a whore, or he doesn't and she can. Either way.
She just gets to go sleep around.
Yeah. And now the family leaves. The son tells. She's like, and good for the mom. She's like, why would he lie about this? This does not benefit him in the least.
Yeah.
Like, kids only lie about things that benefit them. Like, and
right. Correct. It's survival.
Right. Like, when my kid said to me the other day that he hadn't had any cookies so that he could get cookies.
Right.
That benefits him.
Yeah.
I think he doesn't realize that when the container gets lower, then I know cookies are missing from it. He hasn't put that together yet. And now we have a man in a Santa suit going around killing people. What awful luck to stumble upon this depraved psycho.
Oh my God. Poor gas station guy. He has no idea.
But also.
Or liquor store guy.
Gas station guy. Oh. You had $31 in that register. You just zip.
And give it to him.
Give it. There could have been $1,031 in that register. I'm just giving. But the fact that we find out the thing is, he wasn't even arguing. He was just running his mouth.
Yeah.
People, my father said it to me as a small child. I'm going to say it to you all now. Nobody ever got in trouble from keeping their mouth shut. Okay? It's a very New York way of life, and I'd like you all to embody that. Just keep your mouth shut. Keep it shut. He would have gotten away with your $31. You would have
still be alive.
Bottles of Jim Beam. You'll get it back. You'll still be alive. To be fair, $31.84 is about $110 right now.
Still, doesn't matter.
Still not enough for me not to just hand it over with my mouth shut and wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And then they come along on him on the side of the road. And these are not, to me, see, I guess I would make the world's laziest killer. This is too much for me to manage, right? The husband, the wife, a baby.
Yeah.
Toddler.
That's a lot to
manage at once. I'm going to be like, oh.
I'm fine.
I've got
people coming. Just keep moving.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I'm not trying to deal with all of this, which he then does have to deal with.
I would have said, yeah, I had a little too much to drink. I'm just walking it off in the fresh air. You folks have a good night. They would have gone on their merry way. You would have come across some other lonely person who did have too much to drink as well, being as it's Christmas Eve. law of averages, right?
Yeah.
And then you could just kill one person.
Right.
No risk of witnesses. You know, you could have just had a killing spree just right there on the road, just waiting for single drivers all night. But I guess he really thought that that mother was nice looking and let's rape her after we slit her throat open.
First of all, wait, before we even get to that, I like that she was like, go, and the husband immediately booked it. They didn't try to yell their way out of it. He just put it in reverse.
Yep.
Didn't do well with the reverse. Still ended up crashing on the side. But what cracked me up was the little boy
shooting at you.
What?
I mean,
that's right, because he got shot. Yeah. He got shot, so he got off the road. But the little boy didn't try to save his brother, didn't try to save his mom. He jumped out of that car so fast, the mom didn't say run. He was like, I gotta go. And he just jumped out and ran across the street and hid. I was like, wow, that kid's savage. He didn't yell. I mean, he's a survivor, obviously.
Obviously.
Because he knew to run.
I mean, he got his baby brother in the end. It's fine.
But he left him in the car in the moment. He didn't know that baby could have got killed. He was like, let me be over here and be quiet. I mean, he was a smart kid. I got to give him that. But how traumatizing.
To watch your mother not only be killed, but then be raped after. Yeah.
80s. 80s are sick.
Let's give it up for all the breastages in this.
Oh, so many boobs.
Also, were boobs just naturally smaller in the 80s? There was nothing over a small C in this movie.
Well, that's because of the idea of what was hot back then. That was the proper
proportion.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have shown a G cup back then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Pretty much. Not to be natural.
That's right. The screens, the lenses weren't big enough to encapsulate all of that glory. So
then we go to 1974 and we're at the orphanage.
1986.
74 was when they first get to the orphanage.
Okay.
And he's a little older and the little brother's a little older.
It looks about 3 years have passed.
Yeah, something like that.
Age-wise, yes. And he is not doing well when
still dealing with the trauma of seeing his mom murdered and raped. I mean, I get it.
He would be too. And the one nun who cares is like, no, Mother Superior, we need to get him professional help. And Mother Superior is like, God help for him. Blah, 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 blah. Sticks him in a room. No, you know what happens when you stick a small child with mental trauma in a room? They keep reliving the trauma over and over. You need to have...
Maybe get him a therapist?
Yeah, therapy to help expose and expound the trauma.
Let's be honest. This woman should not be working with children.
Oh!
She's so cantankerous. Yes, Mother Superior. She shouldn't be working with humans in general. Like, she was quite cantankerous.
To be fair, based on my own personal experiences with nuns, most of them should not be working. They need to just be like those monks and just...
Well, I mean...
In a monastery and stay...
But if they're not allowed to have sex, I'd probably be pretty grumpy too.
Cantankerous too.
And you're surrounded by kids, which reminds you that you're not having sex because there's kids everywhere. And you're like, well, this is fantastic.
And you can't drink.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's
I get it. But then know yourself and then don't work with children.
Right.
Or be around people.
Yeah. See, the monks know. They just go high.
Yeah, they're like, we'll just be up in the mountains.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
And a vow of silence. Nobody talk to me. I'm not having sex. Nobody say.
God bless. That sounds fabulous some days, I'm going to be honest. So poor Billy is not doing great.
Nobody's helping him out.
Nobody's helping him. The one nice nun tells him to go outside and play. And as he's doing that, does he hear or just sees it?
He hears it, and then he goes to see what the noise is. He hears the heavy panting.
Right.
And then goes to look through the keyhole.
And he sees naughtiness occurring.
But you gotta love the keyhole, the perfect keyhole light right on the eyeball. Love those shots. Great.
I mean, kudos to that couple, just boning in an orphanage, no fucks given. I mean,
they were giving them.
Yeah, well, true.
Apparently, they were teenagers. They were orphan teenagers.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys couldn't have gone taking a quick walk in the woods
somewhere.
Offered to go into town to get some supplies. I don't know.
There's a basement. There's a whole basement shed place.
Which we don't know about at this point.
No, so. I know we don't, but I'm talking about they do.
Yeah, I mean,
they know about it. What?
They should.
Yeah.
So, and then
Then Billy gets in trouble, which the nice nun is the one who told him to go outside, so I'm a little mad at her. You knew
that's what he got in trouble for. He got in trouble for peeking through the people.
Oh, he got in trouble for going outside also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because she's like, you didn't stay in your room.
Yeah, the other nun told me I didn't have to.
Right, and she didn't even speak up. She saw her, like, fussing at him, and she didn't even say, I told... Well, she did. She tried a little. She didn't try enough.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, that Mother Superior, I don't even know if I would try her.
If I'm getting a kid in trouble, beaten within an inch of his life, I'm going to say something. Like, me and Mother Superior just have to...
She never beat him. She didn't see her beat him.
We'll just have to throw hands. She knows that she hits those kids. And then when Billy runs into the room, and the freeze frame was hilarious. When he's like, don't hit me. And then she goes, Billy. And then it does the freeze frame. It almost looks like the movie could be over there. I laugh. It's so, what?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I love this film.
No, it was just so cheesy. The freeze frame happened. Those are always my favorite. They crack me up.
Then Billy gets a great job and he's doing very well at the job. Years have passed. Now he's a working man. And he is doing well until the Merry Christmas banner gets unraveled and he sees it. Now here's the thing. Too many people dropped too many balls.
So many balls.
So many balls. First of all, the nun should have said, perhaps keep Billy in the back during the holiday season. Bad things happen during the holiday season. Let's minimize his visualization of imagery.
Yeah.
Even Billy could have been his own advocate at this point when the sign is pulled. Or even when he says to people, do you mind if I do the bulk of my work in the back where there's no holiday imagery? As my parents were brutally murdered by a man in a Santa costume, and I'm still having a little problem with that.
Communication is key.
Zero communication. He's got the house for the one girl that works there, but that sleazy guy, by the way. Oh, to that coworker.
Yeah.
He's offering a minor whiskey on the job. Like, what is happening?
It's the 80s. Yeah.
Well, true.
I love the montage also. Everything's going great montage.
Yep. With that, the music in this movie just really paints a picture. Not a picture that I'm sure we want painted, but a picture nonetheless. And we don't see the orphanage again until the very end, but we assume Billy is still residing there.
No, I think he got kicked out because he's 18. He can't live at the orphanage at 18.
Oh, I thought he was still there because we see him in his bed at one point that he falls out of after his naughty sex dream.
I think that was at a house or an apartment or something. Because he says, when Ricky is to, or I guess that's the second one. But he says, you know, when he's 18 and he has to leave the orphanage, that's why they got him the job, because he has to be on his own now.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So, okay, he's on his own, and he's having naughty, naughty dreams.
Yeah. Still dealing with the trauma.
Still dealing with the trauma.
And then, unbeknownst to us,
the problem is he was raised in a Catholic orphanage that led you to believe that sex was wrong. Spoiler alert, it's not. So, that's part of the problem.
Yes.
And now,
the boss, not knowing, puts Billy in a Santa Claus suit.
Right.
Which is a little triggering.
I mean, but once again, maybe you advocate for yourself and say, hey,
say, this ain't me.
Do you remember my parents? They dead. Santa killed them? Could I not?
Can I please not?
Yeah.
I'm going to call out sick if I have to, but right. I'm not doing this. And then they force the kids. Parents forcing their children to take pictures with Santa Claus. I can't. Or force them to take pictures with anything. And then I don't get it. Maybe you can explain it.
I need the memory.
Why? But it's terrible. Like, the kid's not enjoying themselves.
You know what, though? Those kids were too old to be that ridiculous. TJ was ridiculous at one. At one, he wasn't having it. But
at any time, if they don't want to take a picture with Santa, why are you making them?
I wouldn't have made him. We plopped him down. He was fine. It wasn't like he's, no, I don't want to. We plopped him, and then all hell broke loose. We snapped a picture and pulled him. It's a really cute picture of him screaming. And I feel like every parent needs a one screaming Santa photo. Last year, it was very cool how they did it because of COVID. Santa was up in a big sleigh. And then TJ sat on a beautiful bench in front of the sleigh.
Yeah.
So he wasn't near Santa at all. But he was still there. And this year he sat just on a couch next to him.
Yeah.
The lap thing has to die, people. Santa can hear you without you being on his lap.
Yeah. Too much weird stuff going on for that to be cute anymore.
Yeah.
And this little girl's freaking out and it's freaking him out. He already doesn't want to be there.
Yeah. He's like, you'll be punished.
And as a parent, I would be close enough to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm right next to it. I'm not just having my kid sit in a man's lap and I'm going to be all the way over there. No, no.
No, no, no.
I will hear every word spoken between my child and that man.
Mm-hmm. My son spoke no words. He gave him a high five, though, so that was well. So, the day ends. Christmas Eve is over. And the boss goes, and I quote, time to get shit-faced. And my question is, do none of these people have families?
Apparently not. Well, we know the sleaze bucket guy doesn't.
Oh, God, no. Because I gotta tell you, and I love my boss, Rachel. You know I love you. Come 3 o'clock Christmas Eve, you and I are both peacing out. First of all, I don't want to drink that much at work. Now, I know Billy didn't have a car, but half of them did.
Yeah. You know,
drunken driving? No, no, no. I understand this was the 80s. I'm surprised we didn't see rails of cocaine happening. which is in the group, whenever people ask about movies made in the 80s, and inevitably somebody, if it's a crazy movie, will ask how the movie got greenlit. I don't know if you noticed, my answer always is cocaine.
Yeah.
This movie was sponsored by cocaine. So we proceed to get shit-faced.
Yeah. Oh, boss man had the liquor out. He was the first one to take a shot.
Oh, he was doing the damn thing, God bless. And
it's ironic that he owned a toy store because he doesn't seem very child friendly.
Oh, I
behind closed doors. I mean, he wasn't like mean to the kids in the store or anything, but he did call them bastards when he was talking to Billy.
I mean, he ain't wrong.
I was gonna say, which is probably something I would do.
I mean, I gotta tell you, I was on that line for Santa yesterday, and there were some people, and I wanted to be like, yeah, not all people. Find your children's avocado song game on repeat 12 times. Enjoyable. Could you stop it? Like, I would have let TJ and a friend do that twice in a row. Then you need to find a new game.
Yeah, because you're going to drive the people around us crazy.
12 times.
No, thank you.
And then they started again, like, a little while later. I was ready to shoot myself.
So we're in the back room now, and
lady, huh? Drunk man comes up to Billy, and Billy's like, "Oh, I'm thinking about my parents." And he's like, "It's good, a young man should be thinking about his parents." Then he's making Santa Claus jokes, but because Billy is now drunk, sad, and upset, he decides that when he says Santa, he doesn't mean delivering presents. He means punishing naughty people. So there is that. And this was.
He's fully triggered at this point.
Fully triggered. And he walks in on a rape. Let's just call a spade, a rape. She is saying no. This man has ripped her shirt open. He is holding her down. This is not good. Also, sweetheart, and I would never blame the victim. Never. Not blaming her. Ladies, if a man wants to show you a Christmas present in the back room, the present is his penis.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be of the penis variety.
Right. When he says it's not a gift I can show everybody.
Then, yeah. That's your clue. Penis. That's a dead giveaway.
So there was a lot of hints that, sweetie, this was not going to go how you wanted it to go. And now Billy sees this, and he is reminded of the brutal murder of his mother. Yeah.
So,
and he is punishing everybody. Now, I understand the rapist, for sure. And maybe Billy wasn't schooled enough on what rape was, so any act of sex looks like, you know, what he saw when he was a kid, and they're punishing him.
Are you saying because of him getting her?
Yes.
I think it's because, I mean, naughty, she calls him a name, she says, "You're crazy," and calls him a name. So as a kid, you know, name calling is naughty, and...
Oh, gotcha, okay. So,
yeah. Because he seemed to think that what he was doing... Yeah, or like you said, it could just be that he doesn't know, he just... But then you would think, because he knew his mom was being attacked, so he would be able to tell the difference.
But, right.
Yeah, but I think part of it was because then she turned on him, which, why would you do that?
Yeah, like, he just saved you.
He just killed a guy that was attacking you. I'd be like, okay, well, that's cool, Billy, let's go back outside.
Right.
Because it's never happened. Even if I thought he was crazy, I'm not saying that to him.
It's a long game.
Yeah. Again, long game. I'm not saying that to him. I'm saying, oh, thank you, Billy. There
have been at least three kids before she said
yes. Thank you, Billy. I appreciate you doing that for me. Let's go back out to the front and have some eggnog.
Right. Now, I don't understand at all what the other two did that were so naughty that they had to die.
The way she kept calling the guys, I forgot the boss's name, but she kept yelling that. And I just kept hearing it. I was like, oh, my God, woman, if you don't stop calling for this man in the store. Because she kept just yelling from the front of the thing. I forgot. What was his name? I can't remember.
I don't remember anybody but Billy's name. So we're just going to have to move on from that.
Yeah.
Billy, Mother Superior, Nun, Head Cop. These are characters. Boss Guy.
Yeah. And Babysitter.
Babysitter. Ooh.
That. Yeah. So he offs basically everybody at the toy store.
Yes.
And then continues to go on out into the neighborhood.
And now I guess he's just looking for naughty people. And lucky for him, he stumbles upon the world's worst babysitter.
Ever.
Sexy time on the pool table almost gets caught by the child. And is saying, yeah, this is time to stop. Proceeds to double down and take the entire top off.
Yeah, let's just go fully. And then... Oh, my God, I need to let the cat in.
Which you had underwear on, but felt the need to put on shorts that were covering nothing anyway. But boobies out. I know I love to open, especially wintertime, just a nice cold air assault right on my nipples is where... I'm like, oh, you know what would make this night great? If my nipples just felt like rocks for a couple of hours because I let the December air hit them. She wasn't in the South. She wasn't in LA. Oh, she was in
snow outside.
There was snow. That's a below zero situation happening.
And no, she's in shorts for the Daisy Dukes.
She said, yeah, nobody understood. But also, what was the point of putting the Daisy Dukes on? She still had her tongue on.
She's a lady, all right? She's a lady. She's not going to go out there.
She's not going to go bring the pussy inside with her pussy showing. I understand. Yes, great.
Just trying to keep it classy, okay?
And her winter Daisy Dukes. Oh, my. Now... Jesus Christ. Also, secondary question. What parents aren't home with their children on Christmas Eve? What kind of raucous party Christmas Eve shindig have you gone to that you're just
leaving your kid with a babysitter?
On Christmas Eve.
The babysitter has no family. Her boyfriend has no family.
There is a lack of family in this town.
That's why they have a whole ass orphanage.
That was a big orphanage.
Everybody just goes to the orphanage and then grows up and has kids and then leaves them alone. It's a vicious cycle of a town. Nobody loves their kids in this town. It's great.
So then
Billy gets that axe, chops that door down.
Well, I mean, also,
which was what, plywood, what, balsa wood, what was that door made of?
I'm like, what IKEA situation is this door? Just my front door is full metal. Like, you can't, you need a very specific door for your front.
But even a wood door.
Bedroom door. That was a bedroom door at best. At best, guys. I don't know. First of all, the heating bill is astronomical.
That's not insulating anything.
Right out that door. There's no ceiling. No
open, dust. Close, doesn't matter. You can close the door. It's the same as having it open.
Yeah, seriously.
Because he takes it out with like one swing.
God, doesn't matter. That's why she needs Daisy Dukes. The heat pumped up to 90 to keep it warm in the house. They can't get out where all their heat's going. Oh my God. Okay, so I mean, I don't think he would have even needed an axe. Just one swing.
If she slammed it too hard, it would have broken.
I think that was part of the problem. He gets in, and he's gonna kill her. And can we add this to the list of ways to not want to
completely? And it was slow too.
Oh.
It was a slow put. He raised her up.
She knew it was coming too in her head because she's like, "Fuck! Why am I up so high?" Like, you know.
Does he want me to fix a light bulb?
No, he's gonna hang me on those antlers. I was like, and we as the audience too.
You
heard her come and you're like, hand to them at first. And then you see Billy pick her up and you're like, shit, I know where he's going with that.
Yeah. And he doesn't even like slam. It's like the slowest.
Oh, he push.
Pressing. And the effects on this movie were pretty decent.
Yeah, that blood looks real. I loved how they made it also. I mean, this is very real. Your innards get shot. Some blood's coming out that mouth. And they had it. Because at first I was like, how did it get like high on her? And I was like, and then I saw it on her chin too. I was like,
yeah,
that's good special effects. They were paying attention to detail there.
Yep.
Then the woman, the world's dumbest boyfriend. Also, no shirt necessary, decides to come in and save. He's like, if she left me, I'm going to kill her. Where do you think she went?
And he has no peripheral vision.
None. That took too long.
He's standing like the body's like right here.
and didn't notice it.
Like, he's like, where is she? I don't see her. Oh.
Then he throws him out the front door window. Now, this window girl heard none of this, but then sees Santa with an axe. Thankfully, the little girl lives.
Yeah. They didn't make a point. Because
now she's also traumatized for life.
Right. I was like, well, now they've created another one because
now she's
and he gave her a box cutter. And she was like,
go to the orphanage.
Off to the orphanage for you. And then like, but her babysitter died. Doesn't matter. We're still giving her to the orphanage.
Anyone who witnesses Santa killing people, off to the orphanage.
Start over.
I'll make the rules, kids. Mother Superior has to handle you now.
She's the best fit for the job.
Granted, the last charge of can you kill her, but we think she'll get it right this time. You go.
Everybody makes a mistake. I gotta be able to move on.
No special effects scene, also very well done.
You said the window?
I felt like he...
I had to rewind it, because I was like, I need to see that again. Because the way he tossed him out that window was insane. And then when they show him with that big window pane in his side,
because at first I was like, that wasn't that far. He might have survived. And then you see the window pane, and you're like, no,
they
that
was... Like, they were like, Alicia's going to be watching this. She's going to wonder why he didn't live. She was
3 years old as of making this movie, but
they knew.
Thorn in our side. Let's get that one.
So we're going to put a pain in his side.
And now Billy goes. And where does he end up next?
The sledding.
But first, the world's two dumbest cops break into a house because they see Santa.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at the situation for 1 second.
Right.
That was clearly a, like, you think Santa was just walking around with a ladder? Like, clearly the owner of the house.
Yeah, that is true. And the right size ladder he just happened to have.
exact height for the window, yeah.
He's very thorough. He cased the joint.
Right. And also, like, that's not how you would break into someone's home. Even if you were going to do it with a ladder, you'd go through the back to avoid being seen.
Right.
Like, and the wife, the woman is sitting right there. If somebody broke through the window, she would have heard. Yeah. Like, Ren, Stimpy, stop for a second. Did you get your permit in Mayberry? Like, what is happening? The last place you solved crime, Stars Hollow? Like, what are you talking about? And she's like, Daddy.
And Daddy?
And the wife's like, yes, which is why I continually asked you why you were in my fucking home. Like,
right.
Why you're ruining a beautiful Christmas Eve tradition. It's like, could you imagine? Your husband gets so excited. You guys put your beautiful angel child to sleep. Your husband stupidly dresses up in this costume to give her a magical memory. And it is intruded by...
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum. I was like, oh, jeez. So, long story short, they don't get the guy.
No. They're now even further away from him than they were before.
The sledding murders, I was fine with. That's why I've had it coming.
It was actually, again, the effects were great. The way the body comes down.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just hunched over. I was cracking up. And then the scream, the way the boy screams. What?
It's fantastic.
It is. And the head rolls down after.
Once again, going to harken back to, does nobody in this town have families? How are all four of these young men out on Christmas Eve sledding or ceiling sled. No families.
Like, no.
Even if TJ wanted to go sledding on Christmas Eve, it's Christmas Eve. We're going with you. We're a family.
We've established none of these kids have
nobody.
Whether you're a bully, whether you're a good kid, no.
No,
you're on your own.
On your own. Let's figure it out, kids. I mean, it was the 80s.
Right.
Yeah.
Mom and dad were off getting soft.
That little girl had a fornicating babysitter. Some other kids weren't even lucky enough to get the fornicating babysitter.
You got a babysitter?
Also, have you ever babysat?
Oh, yeah. That's how I made my living as a teenager.
So, did you ever have the desire to have your boyfriend over for sexy time while watching a small child?
I didn't have a boyfriend ever, but I would imagine that,
I wouldn't have crossed your mind.
I wouldn't.
Friends. Never was I like, let me invite them over to this situation.
Right.
For two reasons. One, inappropriate and I'm there to work.
Right.
Two, I actually enjoy children, so I love, like, me
like
and the
hanging kids, out with them. Yeah.
Kids, we had a great time. We would do crafts. We would play on the, we had a blast.
Yeah, same.
Three, kids have big fucking mouths, okay? Big mouths. They can't keep a secret.
No, the parents are going to know.
Right. Immediately, if not sooner.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just never. So
and
I don't.
Then, and I can't.
Because this is like a trope in all movies, babysitters, is the boyfriend coming over.
From Halloween on.
Straight through.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, because I don't know a single babysitter doing this.
Right. But I don't hang out with those kinds of people. I just chalk it up to I don't know those kinds of people. I just assume people who make but these movies.
My thing is I don't think those kinds of people are babysitting.
Right? That's what I'm saying. I mean, they gotta have babysitters and those kids need money too. So I don't know. Again, I just assume somewhere in the U.S. there are babysitters that invite their boyfriends over. Because I would have never thought of it to even write it in a movie.
Right.
So I assume that if they're making it in the movies, the people that make these movies experienced it. Either they were the kids or they were the babysitters.
Okay.
But like you said, I never, no.
Now the nun is sleeping at the police station. And she's like, everything he's doing in his head is very blah, 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 blah. And he's like, well, then we should be able. Yeah, you probably should have figured out where his end game was 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Most of us watching this movie already knew, but
yeah,
it was on you. And you send Barney Fife back down over there. And he kills a goddamn priest in front of children.
This was an interesting buildup. Because first, to be fair, he does do a call out for anybody in the area, and Barney Fife just happens to be the first person to go. This was a comedy of errors, this situation.
To be fair, I don't think he has anything but Barney Fife's on his squad.
I mean, yeah, there you go. There's also that. And how traumatizing. So the kids are outside, and here comes Santa Claus to greet them.
The Reverend or the Monsignor. I forget what she called him. Monsignor Reverend. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's a janitor.
The deaf priest.
Yeah, so the cop tells him to freeze. He doesn't freeze. So instead of running over and trying to take him out, he's like, I'm just going to traumatize the kids.
And
shoot him. He hasn't hurt the kid or anything.
No cop is opening fire among that many children. Or even that big a crowd.
Right.
Out first securing that he has the right person.
Right. No. And also, he hadn't even done anything. Like, he was just holding his hand out.
Right.
He didn't have the kid under a hostage or anything.
I would have said, kids, go inside now.
Yeah.
Please get away from this man.
Yeah.
And secure the scene. Those kids are old enough to listen.
Yeah. Go inside.
Be dangerous. Go inside. Because, even if he didn't stop, those kids can hear you.
Yeah.
Gun should never be the first move, guys, okay?
Not especially not in an orphanage.
Especially not when there's 1,000 kids standing around.
So, we find out he was not only the janitor dressed up as Santa, because then I say that they did, this was written well, because you're like, well, why didn't he stop? And then you find out, well, he was deaf. And so that kind of kind of sucks. So they covered their, it was very well written. They covered their tracks there.
This deaf man had no, like, even just, not so much that he's deaf, but first of all, if he is deaf, how did he drive over there without assist? I mean, I know he can see, but still. Doesn't have an elf with him or something? Like, I would think.
Well, he's probably already on the grounds and just walked.
Oh, you think the church is probably also on the same grounds as the orphanage? We just don't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, I'll give you that.
Well, they said he was the janitor.
No, he's the Monsignor.
No, I was, because it confused me too. But later she says he's the janitor. So he's something, and then they call him the janitor. I don't know. I have to watch it again to see. Because I do know that she calls him she calls him father something, but then someone else says that he's the janitor. So I was confused. I was like, wait, is he a father or is he the janitor?
I missed the whole janitor bit. So, okay. Yeah. So Bonnie Fife got the wrong guy and he's still securing the perimeter. And instead of saying to the kids, hey, whoever comes to the door, even if he looks like Santa, just a
lot. Especially if he looks like Santa Claus.
We're just not going to open the kids. There's a bad man dressed like Santa right now. We're just going to keep all the doors locked. Why? Zero communication. Also,
this is why it's important to talk to kids. Like, tell them what's going on.
Are we saying the room overlooking the front door that's just bathed in glass is the only place in the entire orphanage that we could have sat with these children? Not even up the goddamn stairs so we could hear someone coming. Nope, just right in
just right front, in the front
of where a murderer would enter. Just right in the front of just a child buffet. Just
and little Andrew's going towards the door. I'm not gonna stop him. I'm just gonna say, hey, you should come back over here because we're singing. We need an alto.
We need stay
away from the door.
Yeah.
There's a murderer coming.
See, the problem is these nuns don't want to curse their children. This is what you say to the child. You get your ass back here before I tan it to next Tuesday, Billy. Get it back.
Get back over here.
And then they get it back.
Right.
But to be fair, these are nuns. They're trying to do the Lord's work and be kind, and they are failing.
Miserably.
And Billy shows up, and the little kid lets him in. And for the second time today,
I see Santa Claus get shot. I thought the same thing. I was like, this is a rough day for these kids. They didn't see Santa get killed twice.
Not just once, twice. I'm like, these poor
kids. Shot in the back.
They're gonna start thinking it's them.
That's a Christmas tradition. Santa gets shot in the back.
Oh my god!
I thought the same thing. I was like, "Wow, this is a rough Christmas for these kids." They didn't see Santa get shot twice within like a couple of hours.
Yeah, for sure. It was a lot. I'm not gonna lie.
But then little brother Ricky, he recognized his brother.
Yeah.
Saw him get shot. Now he's traumatized again.
And that'll lead into movie two.
Yes.
So, which you saw, I have not. I saw three last night. It doesn't follow anything.
Wait, why'd you skip two?
I didn't, because last night the Shudder Horror Fans watch party was three.
Oh, okay. You should, I think you'd like two more than three, which if we don't get to it on the show, I just want to put this out there that dying via jumper cables to the mouth is another way I don't want to die.
You want to make sure we put that on the list? Okay.
Yeah. Say yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, so.
Or how many heels would you give this?
I'd say six.
Oh, six is where I was going.
No, look at us.
There were some interesting kills.
Yeah.
Plus too many plot holes. No,
I mean, it's a fun 80s, like six is good.
It's a fun 80s.
Yeah. Any good 80s horror movie other than like the absolute classics is going to be like a six.
Yeah.
For fun. Yeah. It's not one I would recommend to everybody. It's like, if you enjoy that kind of movie, then it's fun.
You know what? This is a great movie because you can really, and I'm not saying I did this while watching it, but you could really walk away, do some dishes.
I was doing stuff on the computer. I had it on.
Fold some laundry. Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. You can really multitask.
Mm-hmm. That's why I missed the part with the old guy when Billy was drunk, because I was on the computer.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's how I missed the whole janitor line, apparently.
Yeah.
Whereas opposed to the other night, we all watched Seven together, which is fine because I had seen it. But there was like two people in the group chat who were like, I've not seen this. And I was like,
oh, that's not a good way to watch it.
Dad, this is not a way to watch it, but God bless. I'm not going to kill you, Buzz. You seem so excited to be here. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a movie you want to watch for the first time by your, like, when you're paying attention by yourself.
For the record, Silent Night, Deadly Night 3, you can just watch that and have a whole conversation with somebody else at the same time.
I know you said they all suck.
Everything, but you still won't care.
Yeah. I know you said they all suck, but I'm going to give it a shot because it's Christmas time and I need new Christmas horror to watch. So, and I've never seen these. So, but two is actually funny.
You know what? Somebody,
it is actually,
I screenshotted it today for us. They posted like their 25 days of Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And there's something called Red Christmas I had never seen.
I feel like I've heard of it and I've been meaning to watch this. If it's what I'm
Chris Long suggested Santa's Sleigh to me. There's a
Garbage Day. Sorry.
Rampant Garbage Day. A Christmas Horror Story, which looks fancy.
Oh, I've seen that. That's an anthology. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a few years ago. I'm going to add that to next year's list because I think. I think we've already got next year. We're going to do Jack Frost, Santa's Sleigh, A Christmas Horror Story. And then, ooh, you know, A Nightmare Before Christmas, which not technically crazy.
We could do that one between after Halloween, before, like, at Thanksgiving time. That's a good Thanksgiving.
That's a good Thanksgiving one. Yeah, so we'll do that. But there were some good ones on that list that I had not heard of.
Yeah.
If you are a crossover fan and enjoy Lifetime movies as well as horror movies, Candace, Nicole, yes, I'm talking to the two of you. And you have not seen Dear Satan Claus.
Oh, that's the sci-fi one, huh? Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I watched that one.
In our group watch.
Yeah.
So basically this man wanted to make a horror Lifetime movie, so it's got all the horror tropes.
Yeah.
Big city girl, back to her small town.
Blah, yeah.
Blah. What you find out is when she was a kid, she was very pissed. She asked Santa, but she accidentally wrote a letter to Satan. He comes and kills her parents. Now he's back. And it's hokey and fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's
one of those movies that's so fantastically horrible, it's fantastically amazing. It's the only way I can describe it. It's so much fun because it's so weird.
It is weird. But you can tell that they're intentionally being cheesy Hallmark style Lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It knows what it is.
So next week we'll be doing Gremlins, guys, and I'm very excited because now as an adult mother, my view, and this movie still holds up for me. I said this last week, I'll say it again, still holds up. But my view on this is very changed. As a kid, I had a very Billy perspective of Gizmo. Now I'm totally on that mother's side. I got some things to say. And even though I watched it recently, I have to rewatch it because there were some quotes and stuff that I forgot to write down. So there's some things I really want to focus on, guys. And also, please, for next week, we're going to put up a poll. We're going to ask you which gremlin, excluding Gizmo, you think Jen and I would be if we were to become gremlins. That will be the poll for next week on our
Instagram. Our inner gremlin.
Who is our inner gremlin? So please,
yes.
And we'll tell you guys if you were right or not who we think our inner gremlin is. So that'll be a little fun holiday treat. And
last note on Silent Night, Deadly Night, part two. I just wanted to throw out there that that's what she said. Definitely a line in that movie. Everyone keeps giving credit to The Office. Although someone said that it's a thing that they said in the 80s, but I was, I didn't know. But every time I say that's what she said, because that's, I love saying that, people are always like, oh, The Office. But now I'm like, no. Now I'll be like, nope, it's not from The Office. It's from Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
There you go. my favorite thing to say is we need this. We need this. Said it a lot. during buying this house. We need this. We need just a lounge room with cigarette butts.
All right.
So next time, y'all.
Yeah.
Bye.
Later.